at the State Fair of Oklahoma with Gary Hawk today. Gary's a dairy producer from, tell me where you're at, Gary.
About 10 miles west of Hennessy to a little old spot called Lacey, and I'm a mile and a half north.
Greater Hennessy area then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now, tell me about your dairy herd.
Well, we've got primarily brown Swiss right now. We've got a few Holsteins and a few Jerseys. We're milking right at 100 head right now, and so that's kind of the way our herd is right now. So
seems like a lot of agriculture is hurting right now price-wise, dairy included, right?
Dairy is probably as bad as it's been in the last 6 years. I saw a report the other day. In 2010, we were at $17, and then it progressed up to $22 last year. And this year, the average for the year is $14.30 a hundredweight, which is about as bad as it's ever been. So,
are you primarily doing milk for liquid milk, or are you doing milk for processed?
Yeah, we sell it through DFA, and it goes as Class 3 milk, and we just sell it that way. And
you know, at dairy prices at that level, your milk prices that level, I would think you'd be having a hard time to be making ends meet.
It is. It's really hard. I mean, you talk to these bankers now, and they do not understand the struggles that we're going through. You know, they look at what you get for it in the grocery store, and at our price that we're getting right now, we're getting about $1.20 a gallon out of it. Compare that to the store, you know, and then the feed prices they're still too high for what it ought to be. I mean, we really need our feed down around $160 to $170 to even show any kind of profit on it right now.
I guess you're higher than that on feed.
Oh, yeah. My feed's costing me anywhere from $212 to $220 a ton. And, you know, you go through a ton a day, so you go through a lot and you make a little. It's very little.
You've got 2 years of dairy experience under your belt, right?
Oh, yeah. My dad, he started that dairy back in 1950. His father-in-law gave him a cow, and that's where he got started from. And then, of course, when he passed away in 2013, it all came over to me. So I milked my first cow when I was 6 years old, and I'm 63 now. So, you know, I've been in a long time.
And I guess what's the future, you think, for a dairy operation your size in Oklahoma?
I don't see very much good in it because everybody all wants to get bigger and bigger. And, you know, you take like my age and even some of the other ones that are right around my age, the children don't want to come in and do it. You know, I mean, we're basically a dying breed. And right now, Oklahoma doesn't even produce enough milk in the state to cover the state of Oklahoma. It has to be imported in. So, I mean, we went from 1,200 dairies in the state to 200 in 10 years. So, I mean, we're dying out. And, you know, we need people to understand that, you know, we need to be in business for everything. And, you know, they don't see it that way. They think I can go to the grocery store and get everything I want, but it's not that way.
It's obviously going to come from somewhere other than Oklahoma, isn't it?
Yeah, there's milk coming in from southwest Kansas and in New Mexico and west Texas to come in and supply the milk needs for the state of Oklahoma.